At one end there was a chimney piece painted in black with a narrow shelf. A fire was burning there, which indicated that Jean Valjean's reply, "I will remain below," had been foreseen. Two armchairs were placed at the corners of the fireplace. Between the chairs, an old bedside rug, which displayed more foundation thread than wool, had been spread by way of a carpet. The chamber was lighted by the fire on the hearth and the twilight falling through the window. Jean Valjean was fatigued. For days he had neither eaten nor slept. He threw himself into one of the armchairs. Basque returned, set a lighted candle on the chimney-piece, and retired. Jean Valjean, his head drooping and his chin resting on his breast, perceived neither Basque nor the candle. All at once he drew himself up with a start. Cosette was standing beside him. He had not seen her enter, but he had felt that she was there. He turned round, he gazed at her. She was adorably lovely. But what he was contemplating with that profound gaze was not her beauty, but her soul. "Well," exclaimed Cosette, "father, I knew that you were peculiar, but I never should have expected this. What an idea! Marius told me that you wished me to receive you here."
"Yes, it is my wish."
"I expected that reply. Good, I warn you that I am going to make a scene for you. Let us begin at the beginning. Embrace."